Hello, my name is Destiny Easley, and this is my argumentative podcast. The topic I'll be discussing today is video games in relation to violence and mass shootings. People play video games all the time and are enjoyed by millions across the globe. While some have bright colors and are fun for everyone, others are action-packed and not suitable for younger audiences. But the news coverage over video game violence has not been so fun recently. Ever since the El Paso mass shooting, video games have claimed to be one of the reasons as to why this could have happened. Video games do not promote violence and should not be one of the reasons behind mass shootings. They provide disclaimers and age regulations, so there shouldn't be an excuse as to why games for mature audiences end up in the hands of children or underage teens. They instead create social bonds and can even provide positive benefits for the player. In an article titled, "No, Video Games Don't Cause Mass Shootings, But the Conversation Shouldn't End There," by Salmon Parkin, President Trump gave a speech in response to the El Paso shooting by stating, quote, "Gruesome and grisly video games that are now commonplace," end quote, "create a culture that," quote, "celebrates violence," end quote. Simon then responds by saying, quote, "Thus cornered, the video game industry shot back with an equivocal statement. Blaming video games distracts from the broader issues at hand," says Renice Giddens, executive director of the International Game Developers Association, the world's largest advocacy organization for the industry. "There is an overwhelming amount of research that finds there is no evidence linking to video games. There's no evidence linking video games to violence. Video games do not cause violence," end quote. So there you have it, a statement from the executive director herself. Of course, what the president said was used to distract us from the real reason behind El Paso. The reason being that the haphazardly distribution of assault rifles to everyday civilians, i.e. gun control. If video games led to violence, there would be countless of lives lost every second of the day across the globe. No one buys a video game, plays it, then plans to recreate it in the real world. People who commit these crimes have other issues going on. Political, emotional, or psychological, etc. We like to blame video games, but not the Walmarts who sell assault rifles and handguns to the public. Video game violence is the effect, not the cause. It is the mirror, not the window," end quote, Simon Parkin. People who create violent video games tend to either recreate events that have happened in the real world or create events that could happen. For example, in the campaign mode for Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, you play as a terrorist and mow down a group of civilians in an airport. Yes, that scene is violent and people probably shouldn't be playing it. But after you play that scene, you then transition to play in the perspective of a U.S. Marine in the Army to go and take down those said terrorists. The game is played in both perspectives for that mission, so it's not all bad violence. Justice is served too, in a way. In future Call of Duty games, if you kill civilians, you must restart the mission over, so in a way, the game developers don't promote shameless acts of killing, especially for innocent people. If you still think that video games are the reason why so many people die at the hands of mass shooters, then look at your child's games collection, if you have a kid and if they play video games. Sources such as ESRB.org provide excellent information on the ratings in which video games are given and why they're given such ratings. If you notice that the game case says rated E for everyone, or if it has an E on it at all, depending on the age of your child, you're buying them the right games. If your kid or young teen is playing a rated M video game, then you need to take it away from them. Rated M games can include violence, sexual content, gore, and even drug references. There's no reason to pinpoint violent video games on the cause of mass shootings. The games a kid plays are in the hands of the parent or legal guardian. The parent has the authority to choose and monitor what games their child can play. So blaming video games on mass shootings is complete hogwash. Video games, believe it or not, can produce some positive effects on the people who play them. According to an article titled, "Top 10 Positive Effects of Video Games on Children," by Ricky M., video games can improve hand-eye coordination, problem-solving skills, and can even improve one's social life. Quote, virtual multiplayer games also gives kids a chance to interact with players from across the world and connect with them on some level, end quote. Growing up as an only child, I know what it's like to have very little to no social interaction in the household. By diving into the world of video games, I can connect with friends from around the world and even people locally in my area. My social skills have increased dramatically since I've started playing, and I don't plan to stop anytime soon. In conclusion, although some video games can be violent, gory, and are not suitable for children or teens of young ages, they are not the leading cause of mass shootings. Whether or not someone wants to replicate actions in video games into the real world is completely up to them. The games children and young teens play are always in the hands of their parents, so there is no excuse as to why they have rated M or higher video games in their possession. The games didn't make mass shooters kill teens or hundreds. Tens. The games didn't make mass shooters kill tens or hundreds of innocent people. Guns did.